A new Harlem Renaissance. That's the dream of a charismatic human dynamo named Jeffrey Canada. And he just might pull it off, block association by block association. In a section of New York City often associated with violence, drug abuse, unemployment, poor health, and despair, Jeff Canada is determined to give young people the chance to build a positive future.
We knew that a child, just by simply growing up in that community, their chances of making it were going to be so much smaller than a kid who was growing up in a community that had better outcomes for children, that we said that's the community we want to change.
Starting in 1999, Jeff Canada set his sights on one of the most blighted areas of Harlem, a 24-block neighborhood he now calls the Harlem Children's Zone. Today, his $19 million project, supported by foundations, corporations, and government funding, brings together a patchwork of agencies serving children. Their activities include providing air filters to homes where kids with asthma live and smoking cessation services to the families. There's a baby college to teach parents in the zone about obtaining essential items like electric socket covers and thermometers. There's a computer-based literacy program and numerous services for adolescents who, more than anything, need a healthy dose of hope.
We convince kids that no matter what their past history has been, whether they've been in special ed, whether they've been in behavior problems, that we can get them in a college and through college and in a successful job. And we've got evidence to prove it.
And how rare is that pathway for these kids?
It's unimaginable. I mean, and this is the problem that we have. You can't tell a kid you can do that because they don't believe you. Because everything that they have seen up to that point has certified that they are failures, they are not smart, they can't do math, they can't do science. And so you say, oh, you're a smart guy. They're like, get out of here. I didn't hear experts tell me I'm not smart. I've got 10 years of report cards to tell me I'm not smart. Don't you come here and in 5 minutes you've met me and told me how smart I am. So our job is to really design a way to get to know these kids that we say, you've missed a lot of math. But there's a math tutor over there that I think we can get you through this course. We don't worry about the rest of it. We think we can get you through this course, and we think we can help you get those SATs. And for the first time, a kid is thinking, you mean there's really a path? You mean I could really just get through this one class, and then we're going to help you figure out how to still have a successful life, even though you've had a failure with math for your whole career? That's revolutionary to kids, because suddenly they start thinking, it ain't over. You mean if I redeem myself, if I go to class, if I go to school, I could still amount to something? And the answer is yes. You may be 16, you may be 17, but the answer to that is still yes.
This is the intersection of 116th and Lenox on the edge of the Harlem Children's Zone. An assortment of African and African-American shops line the streets here. The Children's Zone rectangle stretches to 123rd Street in one direction and from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue in the other. It's a community that has been ravaged by the culture of poverty. As he drew up the boundaries of Harlem Children's Zone, Jeff Canada consulted the statistics.
When you looked at the performance in the elementary schools, 75% of the kids were performing below what would be considered the state standards. It's the highest referral rate for foster care in the state. It was one of the highest rates of incarceration in the state. That when you looked at substance abuse, it had one of the highest numbers of folks coming from that community in the substance abuse and treatment program. So we thought the combination of those kinds of statistics made it the right place for us to work.